This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I don't think there's any bigger moment in the life of a child than the day they start school for the first time. It can be an emotional day for parents too, who are often trusting somebody they've never met to look after their child. So how can we make it easier for our little ones and for everyone else around them? Dr. Justin Colson is a leading parenting expert. He's the author of the newly released 10 Things Every Parent Needs to Know. G'day, Justin.
Hello, Katrina.
There's so many new things to learn at big school. What kind of challenges do the kids face when they start school for the very first time?
There's usually a handful of things, and it depends on what we're talking about, whether it's, you know, kindergarten and preschool, or whether it's, you know, big school itself. But the kinds of things that kids are usually worried about are typically going to be related to missing parents. You know, I want to be close to mum or dad, or whoever that, you know, typical carer is. Dealing with the social challenges that come with being around the same group of kids all day, and sometimes the other kids just see the world differently to the way our kids do. You know, they've been taught different things.
Yeah.
And then there's just that whole behaviour regulation where there's a certain way that we're supposed to behave. We're supposed to do the same thing together at the same time in a group because that's how groups work. And, you know, sometimes 4 or 5 year old kids, they just want to do it their way in their time and their own thing. And so that whole behaviour and even the emotional regulation that goes along with that can be really tricky.
So, Justin, what can we do to make it easier for them, particularly if they are a little bit anxious about that first day at school?
Oh, I think the most important thing is that we don't try to use logic to convince them that they'll be okay. Because when somebody's feeling emotional and we start to get really logical with them, they don't tend to respond well and say, you know, now that you put it like that, I understand, I feel better. They tend to say, no, you don't understand, because we're being too logical with them. It seems that the best thing that we can do is just let them know that the emotions they're feeling are normal and it's okay to feel that way and that we're there to support them. If they say, I'm not going to be okay, rather than saying, look, you'll be fine, they don't believe you when you say that. They're already worried. They know they're not going to be fine, and telling them, you'll be fine, I only stresses them out more. It's much more effective to say something like, you're really nervous, aren't you? Sometimes we feel worried about things like that. If you get worried, you can give me a big cuddle when you come home. And so we're labelling the emotions that they're feeling. We're letting them know that those emotions are okay. But we're also, you know, in the way that we're saying these things, we're saying, this afternoon we can talk about it. So we're implying that there is a limit, and that limit or that boundary is, you are still going to go to school and stay there today.
Yeah, okay. And what do kids of this age need most when they get home to their parents at the end of a long day?
A couple of things. They need us to not say, how's your day? Tell me all about it. Because they're tired. They've just pulled a full day shift, and it's probably the first time they've done that for a long time, if ever. And you know, by the end of the week, they're going to be even more tired. So we need to be mindful of that. I think, you know, if you reflect back on what you used to love when you got home when you were little, a nice afternoon tea, a hug, some downtime, and then perhaps later that evening, a little bit of what I call nighttime nurture, where we sit on the edge of the bed, they're laying down, and we give them a hug, and we say, so tell me 3 things that you really liked about today. That's the sunshine. Now tell me something that was really tough about today. That's the rain cloud. Tell me, how did you deal with that tough thing? What did you do that was brave or courageous? How did you get through it? And that's the rainbow that comes out after the storm cloud.
Nice. I like that. Excellent. That sounds like a good little routine. Thanks for giving us some great ideas, Justin.
Always nice to talk, Katrina. Thanks.
Yeah, that's Dr. Justin Colson from happyfamilies.com.au. We've been talking about how to support kids starting school for the very first time.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.